Thank you for tuning in to the Pointless Talks podcast. This episode is being brought to you as a part of the many things that Pointless creates. For our returning listeners, thank you so much for coming back. And if this is your first episode, welcome, get comfortable, and please keep an open mind. Welcome back, y'all. What was my something good this week? Well, this week, today. That nap. Listen, if I tell you right now, Jesus Christ, at 4 o'clock and I'm on it now. I woke up like an hour ago. I fell asleep before 9 yesterday because it was pouring. It's still pouring. I'm pretty sure y'all can't hear it. But it was pouring and did well tired because I only got like 3 hours of sleep the night before. But that sleep just now was everything. Like, I usually like to record before I go to sleep, but sleep catch me. I was watching, what's the show called? I started Love is Blind, season six, the newest one. Yeah, I started that, and I dropped asleep midway through the episode that I was watching. I started it a couple nights ago, but I dropped asleep watching it and woke up, and I was like, oh, shit, 3 o'clock in the morning. Huh, yikes. Anyways, that was my something good, that nap. Other than that, what was... So I had a craving for... don't judge me. Sardine and baked beans. Listen, shit was so... That's probably what knocked me out, honestly. Because I made some sweet potato fries to go with it because it's me. That shit was so good. Like... I love when I'm craving something and then I make it and it's like everything. My mouth is literally watering when I think about it. And it's everything that I tasted, like, you know? It's a great thing to be able to satisfy your cravings. But yes. What happened in the past week? Ooh, let's see. So Sizzla's US visa and work permit was reinstated. Shout out to him. I thought that was interesting. I was like, huh, interesting bit of news there. This past week, if you're part of Jamaican Twitter, it has been a lot. Like, it has been very festive, you know, from what date is today? It is the 6th of March, officially. It has been a very festive week. First of all, happy birthday to everybody who I forgot to text. I'm sorry. You and your mama, happy birthday. You know who I'm talking to. I know a lot of people whose birthday was in the past week. Like, what month was that? March? Where did March even come in? Because it was a lot of birthdays. Like, a lot of birthdays in the beginning of March. But happy birthday to y'all, Pisces. I like Pisces people, you know? I like them more than I like Cancers. But yeah, of the water signs, Scorpios are my favorite. I know it's toxic. I need help. I'm gonna get help. You know, I'm working on myself. But Pisces are next in running. Cancers, though, yes, I am a Cancer, but that's neither here nor there. People always say they don't think I'm a Cancer, and as I've gotten older and as I've met more, I've come to realize why they say what they say about the crabs. Anyways, yeah, Twitter for the Jamaican folks was very festive this past week. We had a lot going on. Band for band, hand for hand, maybe a foot for foot. Someone brought up mom for mom. Hey, listen to me. First and foremost, I don't know if y'all realize this. I don't post pictures of my family on social media. Like, I might post a picture of my brother on, like, my personal page that's private. And my little sister, because she has... Actually, no. If I'm posting pictures of my family, it's on my private page. Because my private page is for, like, people who I actually know. We're going to double back to that in a second. But... just on Twitter, just brawling, so just posting. Listen, the way I talk shit on Twitter, y'all are not about to drag my mama. Actually, no. Y'all are not going to see my mom and say some wild shit because my mama look good. Like, especially at her age, y'all would not guess, like, is a proper good gal. So, me post my good mad up on social media when it comes to some reckless, wild shit, I will dox you. Like, no funny shit. Like, whose mom? But, yeah, and then there was a car for car. Then there was, oh my gosh, there was a clip I saw. There was a clip I saw on the internet. They low-key went dad for dad. Like, two guys were on a podcast, and they're like, I bet if I call my dad right now, yours will, like, we both call our dads right now and see whose dad answers first. I'm not playing those games. Funny enough, if I call my dad right now, he will answer. I'm not doing it, because he's going to be like, what, you pissed to bed? Like, why are you awake? Which is the funniest thing, because guess what? If I answer his text message, like, immediately when he texts me at these ungodly hours of the morning, he's like, wham, your bed wet? Like, no, sir. Like, maybe your text woke me up. Like, maybe I actually had to go use the bathroom and I saw your text. Maybe, you know? But if he texts me, like, now and I don't respond to, like, 8 a.m., he'd be like, boy, life goody. Sir, can I win? Like, let me win, please. But, yeah, that whole thing was hilarious. Then there was, there was one that I forgot to jot down, but it came to me and then went just that quick. There was a plate for plate a couple weeks back. The men were doing a plate for plate, like a cook-off, and I thought that was very sexy, because if there's one thing I love, is a man that can cook. Like, yes, I'm glad somebody raised you right, because what? And that is honestly one of my favorite things. Like, a lot, I'm not going to say majority. I don't think I know any Jamaican men outside of people I'm not naming who aren't, like, master chefs or, like, master bake. That was going to sound so wild. That bake really well. Master baker. Woo, but I'm sorry, I'm a child, but Jamaican men be cooking. Like, they might not even cook often, but when they do, it's like, okay, like, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. So that, I thought that was cute. On the topic of food, though, I don't know why that topic even came up, but there was a question of, like, oh, because of that girl's TikTok, of how much money you should send someone for lunch. And it wasn't even like it was your person. It wasn't like it's somebody you're dating. It was like a situation where they just met or they just started talking or whatever. Yeah, my views on that, it really is based on the type of person that you're involved with. I can say an amount, and someone else can say an amount, and both of those things can be true for them. However, like I said a few episodes ago, it's all gimmicks. There's no way you are spending 100 United States of American dollars every single day for lunch. That's $500 a week if you work 5 days a week. $500 a week on lunch? That's $500 a week. Five times four is what? Like, you're spending more than a lot of people pay on rent on lunch alone. And the way she prefaced it, she was talking about how, like, when she goes, she does this. And, you know, she has an appetizer, she has a main course, she has dessert, she has a drink, sometimes two. On whose lunch? Like, don't get me wrong, I have been on lunch with people before and they drink, you know. I typically don't like to drink in the middle of the workday. After work, though, you can catch me. Like, we can go to a bar, we can have some drinks. But in the middle of work, not to say that I'm a lightweight or anything, because we know I'm not. But I just don't. Listen, any reason that shit can be used against you. I'm not trying to do, like, with the, like, literally, if something happens and you are impaired, like, let's say, God forbid, right, on your drive home, actually, no, because you'd be off the clock, but even so, you walk into the building or whatever your situation is, something happens on the job after you've been out knocking back these two drinks, you would not be eligible for workman's comp. If your state does, like, have, well, no, you should, they all have workman's comp, right? I've only worked in two states, so I don't know. But you would not be eligible for that because you are impaired. Because then they can switch it over and be like, hey, by the way, you were negligent because of XYZ or whatever. Because a lot of times, as soon as an incident is reported, they send you to go get tested for alcohol, for marijuana, for all of it. So, and that's not even the full reason. That's not even the only, there's so many reasons why I just don't drink at a people job. Like, I just don't. I don't know. It's not that serious for me personally. I can literally go get a drink afterwards if I need to. And if it's that bad that I need a drink in the middle of the workday, I'm clocking out. Use the PTO if I need to. It's a mental health break. Like, I'm not doing that. And I know people who have, and I'm not going to sit here and be like, it's never, ever, ever been a thing. But at my last job, I have definitely, you know, follow fashion. And I think it was also, like, I didn't want the other person to feel awkward about the fact that they were and I wasn't. I mean, they didn't care regardless, or the other people, rather. I think probably once or twice in the however long I worked there, it was over a year, I probably indulged in a drink. Actually, no, I think it was just the one time. No? Yeah, it was one time with someone. We had a little wine. But it wasn't like, first of all, if you know me, wine and beer really don't do much for, I have to consume copious amounts to start feeling like, ooh, because I drink rum. Like, I drink rum. So if I drink that, it's just like, what was the point? It's like, oh, you know, take the edge off. Okay. You know, maybe it's not work that's the problem. Maybe it's whatever else is going on, which you're going to work to support. So I don't yuck anyone's yum. It's just not for me. But if you're asking someone to, well, not even, if someone's offering to pay for your lunch, girl, take the little $20 or however much the man sent you and add that to your $80 and pay the rest of your lunch. Like, this person is getting to know you. Granted, I know it was a fake scenario. I know. But look at gratitude, you know? But whatever. How much does my lunch cost? It's free. I went to the grocery store. I usually pack my lunch. You know, it's funny. I usually pack my lunch for work. Like, it's always been a thing. And unless, like, I'm rushing or I just didn't cook that much that week or whatever the case is, sometimes I'll bring my lunch and I'll be like, yeah, I don't want this. We are going around the corner to La Carreta and we are getting some food. We might go to Pollo Tropical. We might go to Five Guys and be half asleep afterwards. Chicken filet. You know, like, it's random. I'm not going to Ruth's Chris for lunch. Like, just me and my lonesome. It's like, you know, I'd like a steak for lunch. I'm going to sleep. Like, I'm literally going to, or I'm going to eat half of it and the rest is going to be for dinner. Like, what? Anyways, that was just interesting for me. In the mix of all of that, some other foolery happened. And the topic of people on social media not being your friends came up. Now, I have two feelings about this. Me personally, I have met some amazing people on social media that have become my friends. Like, Twin, for example. Like, Dem Sugar, like, we met on social media over a decade ago and have been friends since, you know? And I often think about, like, what if we weren't on social media? I feel like, honestly, I feel like we would have crossed crossed paths at some point, because, like, don't let me get emotional about my friendships, but we would have, like, the way me and her are, like, we would have crossed paths, because, first of all, between New York Pride, between the queer Caribbean things, we would have crossed paths. Like, it definitely would have been a thing. It might not have been that same year. It would have been somewhere in the mix of, you know, between then and now. But we definitely, I feel like we were meant to meet each other. But I can't be serious. But yeah, we definitely would have met each other some way, somehow, outside of that. Outside of her, though, it's quite a few other people that I have met through social media, dating back as far as 2003, some of y'all were probably like 4, that we are still, like, locked in to this day. Like, actually, what was it, 2010? Yeah, 2010 was also a good year of meeting a lot of people for me, like, on social media. Like, people I met on social media between, like, 2009, 2012, 10 plus years later, still cool as fuck. Like, met in person, hung out, no weird shit. Like, the vibes was right. Like, have each other's phone numbers, text, all of that. Like, pick up the phone and talk. Like, actual friends. And we still interact heavily with each other on social media. So, the notion that, like, social media people are not your friends, it's not completely lost. But on the other hand, right, them other niggas, nah. That's why I said I'm not posting my mama on social media. Because, first of all, my Twitter, I don't think my Twitter has ever been private. And if it has, it was for a very short period of time because some weird person was being weird and, like, on some stalkerish shit. Which, I mean, you know, as a good girl. But I keep that page public because pointless talks. Even though it's pointless as Twitter, like, I'm not making it private. It's funny because half the people who, like, follow pointless talks on Twitter follow my personal page, and I'm like, yikes, that's a very deep, dark place to be. Like, it's steep over there. But I, out of the, I don't know how many, follow what, 800 people on social, on Twitter, if that, like, somewhere around there. We're mostly mutuals. I'm not, everybody in that list is not somebody that I would say is my friend. Like, I don't use that word so loosely. And I think that's the problem a lot of y'all have, where you get so hurt by situations because y'all throw away friend, like, you throw around friend, like, oh, we met, we interacted 2 times on a timeline. Oh, we're friends. I joke around, I'd be like, friend, because, like, you know, some shit happens. I'd be like, well, but, like, honestly, outside of that, if I have never talked to you outside of a social media platform, it's kind of hard to say we are friends. I could slap social media in front of it and be like, we're social media friends, we're Twitter friends, we're Instagram friends, we're Facebook friends. But I'm not about to sit here and be like, oh yeah, we're friends. I don't even know your name in real life. Like, I don't know you. I know what you put on the internet, and that could not be real. They always say Twitter is not a real place. Honestly, if you don't know me, what I put on Twitter, y'all might think some weird things about me, but I retweet shit all the time that don't have nothing to do with me, just for the fact of, like, I'm sharing how people see things, whether I agree or not. Like, I'm sure there's some things that I will not put on my timeline, however, because I do not want to see that shit when I go back on my timeline, and I would, like, send it to people instead. Like, it ranges from, like, gross to fucked up. And it's like, I don't want to see this. Like partial arts, you know? I hope that's not really what it's called. I'm going to cry. But I really hope that's not what it's called. But yeah, like, I feel like people should use discernment a little bit more with their interactions. because I'm just gonna leave it there. Just use discernment. Like, trust your gut a little bit more. That little uneasy feeling that you're feeling, it's not just gas, you know. Drink a tea, and if the feeling is still there, identify why that is. Another topic that came up that what do you do with, like, your porn and nudes after a breakup? Listen, anything you send me, I treat as though it was a gift. It was a pleasure, a privilege. It was intended for my eyes only within the realm of our involvement. I don't need that after we break up or stop talking. I am quick to delete every single image, every video, every audio recording, everything from the other party. Because why am I keeping that? Me and you don't even communicate anymore. Me and you not on the ends like that no more. Like, why am I keeping your porn? Why am I keeping your porn? What purpose is your porn serving in my life? Like, once I look past it, boy, something that it wets up nice for me, you know? Like, I miss that. No. Because first of all, in my business, when I participate in self-love, if it's not, like, a soundtrack that I made, it is literally, like, porn for people I don't know. I'm not looking at... I'm not looking at old videos of an ex-lover and say... And, like, I'm... No. That, for me, that's weird. For me, personally. And... if I've ever sent you anything, delete it. Delete it now. If you still have it, delete it. Please. May I beg you? Because that's weird as fuck. Like, what is it? We're not getting back together. We're not getting back together. Ain't no block to be spun. We're not getting back together. So, what? Because the type of person I am, if it gets to the point where we actually break up and we're not communicating, there's no getting back together. This is more than just a disagreement. This is more than just a misunderstanding. We are not compatible. Okay, wow, the sex is great. It's me. Whatever. But we're not getting back together. Why are we keeping each other's personal, private, intimate moments? For what? Is this a trophy? Is this memorabilia? Like, what is the point? What is the purpose? Hell, shit, I'm deleting regular pictures of you out the gate. Like, I don't need to be scrolling through my media. I was like, oh, remember the time? No, bitch, you got to go. Delete. Like, am I weird for that? Like, is this part of my detachment issue? I'm laughing, but I'm dead serious. Like, y'all be keeping people's porn after y'all break up? Like, after you and someone break up, how long after do you wait to delete the porn? I want to know. Like, are y'all sending porn? I heard some people don't. Somebody said they send it on OneView, and that's probably the best idea. Or, like, Snapchat. Is that why y'all keep Snapchat? Because I use Snapchat just for the filters. There's this one filter that I like. I need that filter on my phone because that is literally the only reason I still have Snapchat. I don't use Snapchat. I don't think I have anything in Snapchat memories except for, like, what was that, Tammy's baby shower? But I don't have anything on Snapchat in the memories. Like, there's nothing that comes up for me except that. I've never really, like, I used to use Snapchat, but I wasn't saving the shit. It was saved on my camera roll. But the filters, A1. I love Snapchat. Snapchat, to me, has the best filters. I know there's, like, that little face shit on IG, but I don't, It's okay. The Snapchat filter, though, that girl. But excuse me. Yeah, I don't like the idea of keeping people's porn, you know? Delete the people's porn, because then that's how revenge porn happens. You end up sending someone these nice little intimate things. Y'all break up. They keep it. They and they feeling some shit happened. You got a new boo, whatever. You moved on. You started making some money. You leveled up because for them bad energy in the day and your life no more. You know? Yeah, God bless. And they decide that they want to be tempted by the devil to bring you down, to shame you. And now your nudes are leaked. Now your porn is leaked. No, man. Delete it. Delete it. No. Like, delete everybody's... Like, if y'all don't talk no more, delete it. Yes, I'm telling you what to do with your shit. Yes, delete it. Because why... If you can give me a valid reason why you're keeping it, I'm listening. I know this is pointless talks, but this is pointless listening. I would like to hear this valid reason why you're keeping the porn of your ex. Tell me. Okay. So, anyways. And, oh... This is going to go into it. This is funny that that's the next topic. Mansplaining. I remember hearing this term for the first time and being like, okay, whatever. Until it was done to me. I do not like when specifically men, because it's only men that I feel this happens with, for me anyways. I don't know. The need to go in depth with an explanation, especially when all I've asked you was a yes or no question. Hey, did you eat today? Boy, you know, so I wake up this morning, I made a try to figure out if da 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 da. Motherfucker, did you eat today? If you say no, And I'm curious to know why. We're like, damn, why? What happened? Then you can go into the whole long baga waga and tell me why, XYZ, whatever. But if I'm asking you a specific question, answer the question. I don't need, you know, like, I don't need all of that. Now, if I want all of that, I will definitely inquire within. Like, I have no problem asking questions. Like, I am I'm a very inquisitive person. I will ask you questions if I desire to know X, Y, Z. Like, please, stop it. Like, stop it. And in that same frame, not necessarily focusing on men, but I've been seeing a lot of things on Twitter where they're like, oh, woman only. What is advice that you would give a man? Or what is something that your partner can do for you that you would appreciate? One baga man in other comments. Uno af pum pum manani to no? Like, if it says woman only, why are you in the comments answering? Your crutches have a split and a clit? Like, why are you? Why? And then the same thing for women too. It says men only. What is something you wish your woman, or whatever the hell the thing is, but it says men only. One bag of blood clots, woman, in the comments I give her. Like, girl, shut up and sit down. Please, like, let the people them have them something. Like, how are you answering? Especially for the people with she, her in their bio. You're answering for he, him. Please. Please, please, please. Hold your corner. It's not your time. It's not your turn. Let people have things. I don't know. Listen, I see those, and I will just retweet it so that the people who it's intended for can go ahead and answer, and I'm being there with my little notepad, like, okay, so you, like, on a like, that's all right, and this, and okay. That's the point of those posts, for engagement within that specific community. Leave it alone. It's not for you. Anyways. That was a quick little 30. Make sure you are subscribed to this here YouTube channel. I've been battling with myself for the past couple weeks, thinking about whether or not I'm going to continue to do the outro the way that I do the outro. I don't know yet. Because at this point, we are nearing 100 episodes. Like, we are, what is, episode 97? Yep, boom, buckle up, we reach far. We're far. I am contemplating, you know, Retete. I still gonna tell y'all to subscribe, but certain things I'm going to be changing Because by now, Ono should well know that y'all need to subscribe. Turn on your post notifications, all the fun things. All the streaming platforms are still up and running. You can subscribe to those if you want to listen again after the fact. Absolutely, if you want to play it for somebody, you know, give me my YouTube views. I would greatly appreciate it. Well, my voice is going. Give me the YouTube views. It is preferred. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. We'll see what it looks like within the next four episodes. Jesus, it's 97, 98, 99, 100. My God, 100 stab, 100 joke. But yeah, we have reached the end of the episode. Make sure you are subscribed to this YouTube channel. You know? Make sure you're being kind to yourself at the end of the day. I don't know where that came from, but make sure you're being kind to yourself. It is very important. At the end of the day, you are all you have. And you should prioritize yourself. Because if you don't put you first, other people will not know to put you first. Okay? Okay. So yeah, just like everything else we do at Pointless Talks, Pointless Creates, all the pointless things, whether you got here on purpose or by fate, thank you so, so much for tuning into this episode of Pointless Talks. Bye!